USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The final funeral for former President George H.W. Bush is a few hours away. It will be held in Houston. The late president then to be buried on the grounds of the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum at Texas A&M University. Yesterday, a huge funeral was held at the National Cathedral. The eulogy delivered by his son, the former President George W. Bush.
To us, he was close to perfect, but not totally perfect. His short game was lousy. He wasn't exactly Fred Astaire on the dance floor. The man couldn't stomach vegetables, especially broccoli. And by the way, he passed these genetic defects along to us.
This is USA Radio News.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. But a lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
A new study claims global carbon emissions have reached an all-time high this year.
As nations gathered for climate talks in Poland, the Global Carbon Project found the world's greenhouse gas emissions rose at a faster pace in 2018 than they did last year. It's the latest evidence that the planet-warming pollution is increasing again after a three-year lull. Worldwide carbon emissions are expected to increase by 2.7% this year. Emissions rose 1.6% last year.
That's USA Radio's Wendy King reporting. The Justice Department today is to argue in federal court that the AT&T merger with Time Warner is bad for consumers. The department's antitrust division is going to try to convince the U.S. Court of Appeals that a lower court was wrong to allow AT&T to buy Time Warner for $85 billion 6 months ago. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Former CBS head Les Moonves' $120 million severance package is on the line. A report by independent investigators found he deliberately lied about the extent of his sexual misconduct and destroyed evidence to protect his reputation and his potential corporate payout. New York Times reporter Rachel Abrams.
This is a story about how the entire system failed in terms of corporate governance, in terms of checking him. There were people at CBS that knew about his efforts to try to cover up his behavior, and a lot of people who didn't do anything about it.
The investigators found more women who accused Moonves of sexual misconduct, including an employee who was allegedly on call to perform oral sex on him. Moonves refutes the account of many of the accusers. Finally, there's some relief at the gas pumps. With more, here's John Clemens.
The national average is now at $2.43. That's down almost 10 cents a gallon. As the price of crude oil falls to about $51 a barrel, the price at the pump continues to fall. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us about some of the prices around the country.
Some of the lowest prices in the country, $1.68 per gallon at a station in Denton, Texas, $1.74 a gallon at a station in St. Peters, Missouri, and $1.75 a gallon at a station in Mason, Michigan.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.